This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. It is hour number three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan, of the single most eventful day of training camp, even though there's no Cowboys practice going on. As Micah Parsons has said, he does not want to be a Cowboy anymore. He is requesting a trade. The Cowboys have no response to that. And apparently Micah has no intention of leaving training camp right now, according to the latest reports. That's an Ed Werder one right there. Todd Archer getting it done. Salute to all the beat writers out here. They thought they were getting a day off. Here's Woolchuck with your NFL Sounds of the Sports Day.
No days off.
Day by day. No days off. Day by day.
Yes, it's never a dull moment here in a Cowboys offseason. We'll get to Dez Bryant here in just a moment. Jordan Schultz got a text from an NFC East executive. Quote, LMAO, that stands for laugh my ass off. I love this. As other execs throughout the league are pointing and laughing at the Cowboys right now with what's going on with this Micah Parsons debacle. Well, we also have Albert Breer, who's reporting that the Cowboys and the Commanders are not interested in trading Micah Parsons and Terry McLaurin, as Terry yesterday requested a trade. A team that I thought might be interested in Scary Terry would be the L.A. Chargers. They are bringing back Keenan Allen for a workout. So similar to what we just had today with Lyle Collins and the Cowboys, and we think that that's a done deal. We've seen several say that that's a done deal. We haven't had the team exactly specify that that's a done deal yet, but could be very, very soon. But Keenan Allen might be reuniting in L.A. with the Chargers. They're going to bring him back for a workout. Speaking of receivers, here we go. Dez Bryant. Everyone's chiming in. Everyone's giving their input on this Micah Parsons deal, and Dez has been very, very animated. And Dez has also gone through these battles with the Jones family and the contract wars and maybe some smearing and trying to make you look bad out there in the media. Well, here was Dez talking about the Micah deal.
Hey, Micah, what you doing, a message that you sending, the business that you standing on is extremely major, brother. You know, the guys like myself, guys who came before you, we failed, you know, we failed tremendously on standing our ground, you know, due to the lack of knowledge and the lack of support entering a world that we was very unfamiliar with. You know, I remember being in that situation like you, nervous, scared, don't know which way to go, can't trust my support system. By the way, shout out to David, man. You know, he's one of the best agents in the business. You know, I respect how y'all go about y'all business. You know, so a huge salute there. You know, but like I was saying, man, much respect to you. For real. You know, do what's best for you. Do I want to see you with the star in your helmet? Yes, I do. You know, I pray that Jerry and them do what's right. Pay you what you deserve. You're an incredible talent. You are a superstar. You are worth every penny that you're asking for. You know, and if everything don't work out, you still gonna be great, because that's who you are. you know. So, again, I appreciate you. I support you. As I always love, dog.
There it is. Dez, throw up the X in support of Micah Parsons.
I think it really puts a spotlight on how players are getting more informed over the last decade, and probably because of social media.
Sure.
You know, it's just an age of information.
Yeah, and agents as well. I mean, agents, I think you're playing a more interesting game with front offices now more so than ever when
yeah.
it comes to trying to obtain more leverage, even if it doesn't say contractually that you have any. Using the media and using social media as your advantage is something that really a lot of players should be doing more, and Mike is certainly doing it. I don't have any doubt that this thing is going to get done. I'm not panicking about this. I think it's inevitable. I think this is just this is the game that we play.
Yeah.
Things got ugly last year with Dak. There was a moment Dak was out here saying for the first time ever, oh my gosh, he's acknowledging he could see himself playing somewhere else. And we're all thinking, woo! And maybe there were some, including us, that thought, all right, that's fine. Go ahead and do that. With Micah, I think that he's going to get his money. And it is just a matter of time. I do believe he's going to be out there on the field against the Eagles. The Cowboys will not be trading him. And this is just all part of the game that is the awkward contract negotiations. The only way that this could change is if feelings start to overcloud the business aspect of it.
Yeah, and I feel like it's going to be a bumpy ride, you know, and this ride might go on for 2 years, you know. So I think Micah might be very, very frustrated throughout this whole process, and maybe he foresees that now with how dug in the Cowboys are on their side. But the other thing I would add, the difference between Micah and Dez is Dez grew up a Cowboys fan. He loved the Cowboys. He viscerally could never imagine playing for another team until this team sent him away. Yeah, I think it's very different for Micah. I think Micah, you know, likes the idea of being on the Cowboys because it's the biggest brand and it can help him with his business ventures and his awareness. Like, if you go play in Jacksonville, if you get drafted by Jacksonville, not many people would know about Micah Parsons and his 12 sacks a year, you know. But being on the Cowboys, there's a huge edge to that. But you can build your brand somewhere else. There's plenty of other teams now, especially that he spent the time he has here. His brand has already exploded. Everybody, he's now Micah Parsons, former Cowboy, so he's already extracted a lot of that brand awareness for himself off the star.
Well, despite being born in Pennsylvania, Micah did say him and his dad grew up being Cowboy fans. So maybe there's more similarity there than we think, and maybe he does really not want to play anywhere else. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff
that changed this morning, didn't it? He said he doesn't want to be a Cowboy anymore.
There's a lot of stuff that, yeah, I mean, so did Myles Garrett, and I guess Myles got paid. I think this is all just the game is the game, and I hate this part of it. I do wish that the Cowboys weren't dealing with this crap. I really, really do. It's annoying as hell. But I think we're kind of used to it, and I think we're a little bit numb to it at this point. And it gets a little bit tiresome to discuss and talk about. So you do what you got to do, Micah. You go get your bread, and the Cowboys will come around and they'll pay you because that's really what they do. At the end of the day,
they're going to tag him, Wolchuk.
They're going to pay him.
I know you don't want to believe it. That sounded like cope to me.
I don't think it's cope. No cope here.
How so?
Just hope. All right, this was Ben Solak over at ESPN. Ranked all 32 NFL teams, coaching staffs, and coordinators in 2025. Cowboys not very high on this. Now, they're not the worst.
30.
Giants were the worst.
Cowboys Tennessee
were,
next.
Cowboys were 29. If you want to go with the bottom, it was Jacksonville, 31. Now, ooh, he did say, like, new coaching staffs. It's a little bit tougher.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Saints at 30.
Saints at 30.
Nice.
Yep. And then,
well, I'll tell you what.
The Cowboys at 29.
They're sleeping. I think this is copycat journalism. Feel free to go ahead and research before you slap some rankings together and besmirch my guy Shoddy, besmirch my guy Eberflus. Was Eberflus a good head coach? Hell no, he wasn't.
But he's
no.
a good defensive coordinator?
He is. He's going to be one of the best, and now we probably have him for a long time because everybody knows he's not a good head coaching candidate. So,
yes.
I mean, what Shoddy has done in the offseason building up to this, now in training camp with the discipline, finding the right coaches, not his buddies. I mean, he has aced every test. And look, I acknowledge it. New coach, you don't know what it is. You're a national outlet. You're trying to, you know, throw something together that's clickbait. He put the Cowboys at the bottom of the list. He'll be bare minimum 14th next year at this time.
Mm.
He'll be a rising star.
I like that. Yeah, I mean, Solak was clearly just going off of, I mean, there's so much unknown, especially from a national perspective. He doesn't have an understanding of really what they're doing right now. He's going off of Shoddy, the play caller from yesteryear.
Yep.
Yeah, 12 of the 14 years that he's called plays, and he's going off of the average success rate on offense, which was below the league average last year, just by a hair. His offense has scored an average of 1.85 points per drive. The league average was 1.9. So as a play caller throughout his career, he's been just below league average in most success rate statistics. And then Eberflus, he says, his opponents, his defense has struggled against the league.
Great journalism. Here's some stats.
Who don't. And they think that he says the scheme is easy to find space in for opposing teams' offensive coordinators.
Yeah. I mean, I think that is a little bit more realistic. You know more what Eberflus is than what Schottenheimer has sort of reinvented himself into being, and that'll be on full display once the season gets going. But we're getting a first-hand look at it right now. I think we're all coming away pretty optimistic about the way the offense is deploying itself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm liking what they've got going right now. Will it translate? I hope to hell it does, because I liked what we've seen out here on the practice field before, and it didn't, but let's be hopeful. That's what August is all about, right? We're hopeful. It's a new season, new beginnings. Trey Lance, man, certainly had a nice beginning with his career with the Chargers. Bobby was hate-watching the hell out of him last night. It was crazy. He was, like, in the corner on his phone, and he's just watching Trey Lance throwing touchdown passes. I was like, Bobby, why are you doing this to yourself? Stop working yourself up, Bobby. This is not good. But he's a ball-knower, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Campbell.
Is that what the argument was about, Trey Lance's qualities?
No, it was about that 2023 Lions playoff game, speaking of the Lions. Or not the playoff game, but the regular season game where Skipper, he checked eligible, and then the refs effed it up. Well, he says it was Dan Campbell's fault. It wasn't the ref's fault. I'm like, he did what he was coached to do. Bobby's just, he's on one, man. But I've never heard, I mean, Dan was pretty pissed off last night. They lose 34-7. I'm not going to say I told you so, because it was a preseason game, so who the hell cares? We'll see if this lingers into the regular season.
That's the first sign.
The offense is whack, baby. The offense is whack. Not a single starter played. I don't know. I didn't watch a second of this game. We were in Nobu. But here was Dan afterwards, not happy with his performance.
Concern's not the right word. It's just more, look, we have our own standards, and it doesn't matter if you just walked in the door. You've only practiced, you've had 10 practices. Look, we got to take care of the football, and it doesn't matter. You're wearing Lions gear. You got to take care of the ball, man, or it's going to be hard to keep you around, And so it's a hard lesson to be learned out here like that, but it's also, we got to put a little pressure. Got to apply a little pressure in a good way so we get better, man. We got to put some urgency on this. It is early, but it's never too early to get better, right?
Yeah, I guess it's the only up from here. Their first four possessions, lost fumble, three and out, interception, and an interception. Didn't go well in game number one, but it's preseason football. We're working out the kinks, man, Campbell. And look, maybe this is good for them. Learning experiences, we're getting some backups, some playing time. Now, we do have the Hall of Fame ceremonies, and this is a big weekend for one of your guys, Brian. Sterling Sharp. Sterling's getting in. Now, unfortunately, one of the big L's of the week was Shannon. And Shannon's going to tell you here why he took a big L, but more importantly, he thinks this is now clouding over his brother.
Obviously, I'm sure everybody's heard the news by now that I will not be returning to ESPN. I found out this information a little earlier in the week. And really, the only thing that I really ask is, like, guys, could we wait until Monday? My brother's going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I really want it to be about him, and I want it to be about my family. I know this would – I said this coming out will overshadow everything that he's worked his entire life for. And unfortunately, it didn't happen that way. And so as I told him, as I profusely apologized to him earlier today, he said, bro, stop apologizing. You don't have to apologize. I'm your big bro. I'm going to love you regardless.
Man, do you think that this is a little bit of self-importance here on Shannon's part?
No, I think that's
good. I think
good.
He was really
I think
concerned.
That's not on.
Good brother.
I think he's really concerned. I worked the Sharp football camp in Columbia, South Carolina. Those two guys are really close.
Oh, I have no doubt about
that. Really, and I think there's some genuine... I'm sorry this happened on the weekend. You were getting put in the Hall of Fame.
But I think people can go ahead and differentiate the Shannon and Sterling Sharp thing here. This is for Sterling. Just because Shannon got fired by ESPN and he's got this going on, that I don't think should take away from what Sterling Sharp is doing here.
No, but the TV coverage or the media coverage is going to be, Shannon, can we get a comment on ESPN? Mm-hmm. Instead of, Sterling, how amazing were you?
Yeah.
So I could see Shannon feeling a little bit of guilt. I think anytime you're dealing with Shannon Sharpe or frankly anybody in the media, ego is in play. So maybe there is, to your point, a little bit of, oh man, this is really sucks, Shannon. I become so popular, you know, much more popular than you in our post playing days. So
and no one's like the focus. Yeah. It just made it seem like the focus is not on Sterling anymore. The focus is only on Shannon. Everyone's only going to talk to Shannon. That's only what people are going to be looking at here. I'm like, I don't think so. Like, Sterling's still going to get his moment. He's going to get his Hall of Fame speech. He's going to get his gold jacket. We're going to see the bus. Like, it's going to be awesome for Sterling on that day, dude. It's still going to be okay. But as brotherly love, I get it.
You hate Shannon Sharpe that much, don't you?
No, I actually really like Shannon. I think he does a great job. He's very entertaining.
Does it seem like it, Chief?
This is about the Cowboys Hall of Fame bias.
No, yeah, no. Darren should be getting in there. This is freaking ridiculous. I'm still pissed about it. And next year I was looking at who could possibly get in there, and it's going to be tough for Woody again. I mean, you got Fitzgerald is going to be a first ballot guy. Next year, you'd assume. There's a couple other guys that I think. Drew Brees is a lock. It's going to be tough. Kuechly, Willie Anderson, Jari Evans.
You know, since you brought up preseason, I wasn't going to bring it up. You talk about a beating to talk about. We got a lot of texts or tweets yesterday. Oh, man, this is the first time or this is the last time between now and February, whatever, we won't have football. That's not football. Okay? That's not the same. It's not fun to watch. It's not good entertainment. I think if you draft them up, right, if you guys are scouting, yeah, it's cool to see, like, how your guys are coming along.
Sure.
But from a fan perspective, like, it's preseason, right? I think this is NFL marketing. And I think people are brainwashing to checking into that. I turned it on last night. I was bored to tears for 5 minutes.
Well,
am I off on this?
No.
Thank you.
You're not off on it. I mean,
I'm going to tell you this, Dawson. I got up this morning, and I went to my next-gen stats.
I did. You started soaking it in.
The film, scraping the data.
The film was in there.
I love it. Okay, it's the G-Bag Nation. We're live training camp 2025, brought to you by the on-time experts, Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. We're coming back with Jared Sandler talking baseball. Are they going to win tonight? Are they going to win this weekend in Seattle? We'll ask Sands next, fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MinsTClinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping, whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Time to talk some Rangers with Jared Sandler. We got our eye on all the Cowboys news with the expected signing of Lyle Collins coming pretty soon. And obviously the latest on Micah Parsons says he doesn't want to be a Cowboy anymore. Our training camp coverage brought to you by the on-time experts, Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And a good afternoon to Jared Sandler here. On the Fan with the Rangers pregame coming up tonight, 8 o'clock in Seattle. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, guys? What are the odds that I want to gauge temperature here that Micah Parsons ends up playing for the Cowboys by week four of this season?
100%.
Yeah, I'll right? double down. 100%.
I think you'd have to bet thousands to make $100 on that. There's but you know, it does. This is different, but I just don't think anybody can imagine that it would be that real yet.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it's a smart tactic, I guess, to put the pressure on in that way. But I the thing that I go back to, and I'm sure the Joneses deserve some blame for how this is all unfolded, and Micah's probably not perfect either, but Micah's so brand aware and brand conscious. He wants to be a Cowboy. He doesn't want to not be a Cowboy. This is way too good and way too important for his brand, right? I mean, that's not... You know, all the other factors, I think there are certain players who aren't as brand aware or brand conscious, but he is. I'd be shocked if he ends up wearing a different helmet anytime soon.
You know, I think that's a good point, but I would say his brand has already appreciated massively from being associated with the Cowboys, and it'd be interesting to see like a study on how much more he can gain compared to what's already been harvested. But I think what this really comes down to, Jared, is the Cowboys look at this like the starting point for any negotiation is 3-85, you know, because that's what they can do effectively with the fifth-year option and back-to-back franchise tags. And compared to what market value is if he would hit free agency, there's just such a giant gap in there that, you know, I think it's going to be a very difficult negotiation. So it'll come down to, does Micah, you know, want to keep playing under this, or will he want to hold out and try to force a trade? And like, how many times have we seen that in the history of the NFL? It just doesn't happen very often.
Never short of drama.
Right. Yeah, and it's hilarious that the biggest day of news is when there's no actual practice going on. Jared Sandler, how's everything with the Rangers up there? Obviously, the no runs yesterday, the trade deadline, you know, lots happened, and we're excited about what's to come. But man, this is quite a bugaboo in Seattle, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know, you know, what the deal is. Like, I understand why runs would be suppressed here. It's typically not a ballpark where the ball travels well, and you know, when you play early in the season or late in the season. You know, it really is the case with the temperatures. Yesterday, temperatures were pretty normal. But, yeah, they've lost seven straight here, 11 of their last 12. Obviously, the Mariners are a good team with great pitching, but they got to figure out a way to win here. I think the Rangers feel pretty good about their matchups Saturday and Sunday. The expectation is that Merrill Kelly will pitch one of those games, and Jacob DeGrom, you know, would pitch. So it makes sense then if DeGrom would throw Sunday and Merrill Kelly tomorrow. But that could be flip-flop. But tonight's the one where if you can steal this one, that'd be huge. Logan Gilbert is a really good pitcher, and he has given the Rangers fits. And, you know, Jack Leiter's been pitching well. You know, we'll have to wait and see. But, yeah, obviously George Kirby has been just superb against the Rangers, and they had a couple opportunities against them, but weren't able to get anything pushed across.
Watching Cal Raleigh, man, in person, he hits his 42nd homer last night. I think that's a record for a switch hitter. I mean, how is he the MVP this year in the American League, or do you think Aaron Judge, if he comes back and gets hot again, is going to get it again?
Well, yeah, I think Judge's injury right now probably puts Raleigh out in front. I know you guys sometimes get those, like, daily prop sheets or whatever from some of those services. I'd be curious to see what it is. I haven't looked what the update is, but I got to believe Raleigh is the favorite, and it what he does offensively is unbelievable. It's not a lineup that is just loaded with stars. It is more so now maybe than it was, but like he is for sure carrying this lineup. And then he's a platinum glove winner behind the plate. And whether he wins that again this year or not, to be determined, but he is a very, very additive catcher. And so, I think right now, especially with Judge's injury, he's the MVP. Guys, he'd be, if you took away his homers against left-handed pitchers, so just his homers against right-handed pitchers, he would be top 10 in the majors. And if you took away his homers against right-handed pitchers and only considered his homers against left-handed pitchers, he'd lead the Rangers in home runs, because the Rangers right now don't have anyone with more than 15 home runs. And so, you know, I think that's been the biggest difference for Cal, is that he is not nearly as much of a liability. He's not a liability at all against left-handed pitching this year. He's got like a near 200 WRC plus. So, you know, his ability to be an impact bat from both sides of the plate has really been a huge step for him.
Have not seen a lineup, but I mean, are you expecting to see Josh Jung in the series?
I think we'll probably need to wait to learn a little bit more. I mean, based on the tenor of yesterday, I would say yes, but you know, they obviously wanted some more evaluation, and you know, we'll speak to both, just because the West Coast things are pushed back a little bit. We'll learn a little bit more definitively here, probably coming up in the next hour or so.
And what's the update on Jock Peterson?
Well, I saw him a second ago. He was out in the outfield. You know, his first at bat was a really good at bat. Drew the walk against Kirby. His second at bat, I thought he demonstrated some good plate discipline. Got a call that, you know, went against him that probably should have been a ball to end the at bat. But at the end of the day, you know, the walks are great. He was doing that right before he got hurt. I think the Rangers are really interested in seeing him start to drive the ball and generate hard contact. Now, you know, I don't want to use George Kirby as a barometer. He's really good. But at the end of the day, you know, Jock was a guy who had a 900 OPS against right-handed pitching. And you don't do that if all you do is feed off of the bottom feeders, you know, in the league. You know, you got to be able to hit good pitching. And so, you know, I think the plate discipline has been there. But now it's about driving the ball and impacting the baseball. And they obviously need him to do that. You know, not acquiring a bat yesterday, the deadline only heightens the need for Jock Peterson to step things up. And then also Adolis Garcia, you know, against lefties specifically. And when Jake Berger comes back, they need, you know, him to go on one of his runs. But, yeah, you know, I think right now, Gavin, they got to get Jock in the lineup for the next week to maybe 2 weeks. But if, you know, if there's no production or no signs of production after that, then, you know, I think they're going to have to consider, you know, what direction they would like to go, because, you know, they obviously are at a point of the season where they can't give him that long of a runway.
How about Merrill Kelly as an arm that can allow DeGrom to back off his pace so you can be well under 200 innings when the playoffs start, or give an extra rest to Evo? Like, when this pitching staff gets healthy, there's a pretty compelling argument to be made to maybe skip a start here and there, right?
Yeah, and I think that's what the Rangers might do here over the next few weeks, as they try and figure out what they want to do. Now, you know, the minute one of these guys gets hurt, and hopefully that's not the case, but we know that, you know, that's at least you know, a possibility that changes the equation. But, you know, even something as simple, you know, what I mentioned earlier, if Merrill Kelly starts tomorrow, then Jacob DeGrom gets another day, right? And, yeah, maybe being able to skip a start for someone, whether it's DeGrom or Eovaldi or Leiter, you know, yeah, I think also having a guy like Merrill Kelly, who you feel good about his ability to give you six-plus innings, maybe that takes a little bit of the onus off of Eovaldi and DeGrom to help protect the bullpen if, you know, they pitch. Like, for instance, had things not been altered, and I don't know for a fact they will, but let's just say DeGrom was going to pitch tomorrow after a couple of youngsters and Rocker and Leiter. What if Leiter doesn't go deep tonight? I think there'd be a little more onus on DeGrom to give them that extra inning to help protect the bullpen. Now, you know, with another guy like Kelly, another veteran, along with Corbin and Eovaldi and DeGrom, maybe some of that responsibility isn't going to be as prevalent. But yeah, I think here over the next few weeks, it gives them that flexibility, and, you know, tries to make sure that there's gas in the tank for the stretch run in its entirety.
Jarrett, you know, bus rides, clubhouse, hotel lobbies and stuff like that. Where was the disappointment level of not getting a bat?
I'll be honest, Broadus, amongst the players and staffers, I don't think there was a ton, because I think, like, the name that jumps out, two names that jumped out to me, I don't remember if we mentioned this yesterday, but Ramon Laureano and then a guy like Alex Call, for instance. I don't know that those guys were huge needle movers. I think people would tell, yeah, if we get a little ammunition when a lefty's on the mound, that'd be cool. But I think these guys look around. This is like a cousin to the conversation we had when things were really not going well at all in May, right? I told you, these guys look around, they see the names at the top of the lockers, they see the resumes, and you know, there's a belief. And I think that that's kind of the sentiment. It's like, you know, you look at the guys who aren't performing. These are guys who, whether, you know, whether we all believe or expect things to turn, they certainly do. Right. So I think they look at it almost like a, you know, in a motivational sense, like a vote of confidence. Like, hey, all right, we got to step up. Right. Adolis Garcia knows that he's got to be better. Jock Peterson knows he's got to be better. You know, Josh Jung has obviously been better since he's come back up, but he knew when he got sent down, he needs to be better. Jake Berger, same thing. So I don't know that there was a, you know, a huge letdown. I think some people would tell, yeah, it would have been cool. But I think internally they feel like, hey, we have built a roster full of guys who can, you know, contribute offensively in a big way. And the other thing, too, Broadus, they have over the last 2 months, right? I know yesterday notwithstanding. But offensively, over the last 2 months, this has been one of the better groups in Major League Baseball, and I feel like they still have a lot more room for growth to get back to even those 50th percentile outcomes that you know, we usually use in our head to judge what we expect a team to be when a season starts.
You're the man, Sands. Have fun tonight, and let's get some runs and some dubs there up in Seattle. What do you say?
Yeah, that would be awesome, fellas. Hey, you guys have a great day as well.
Cheers. There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter, and he's a must-follow for Rangers fans everywhere. Brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Okay, we're going to step aside, come back with Cooper Beebe on the hot seat here to the G-Bag Nation live in training camp on 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's MinsTeaClinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're standing by for Cooper Beebe live at Cowboys training camp. So that'll be a fun conversation here in just a few minutes. Second year starting center for these Cowboys. Wolchuk's favorite pick of the 2024 draft. And excited about what he's going to do here in year two. What do you guys like about what we've seen so far with Cooper Beebe?
I think it was excellent yesterday. I mean, you haven't seen the issues with the snaps. I mean, that was a problem last year. Sometimes you never really knew, would it be high, would it be wide? But I think he's been really good in the run game that they've been trying to do, whether it's the combo blocks, being able to get defensive tackles turned, specifically, I mean, Mozzie, Toia, you name it. I think that he's been absolutely fantastic in creating seal blocks and being able to create openings.
He's getting them turned up, baby.
Turned.
I like that. I like that
word. With a T.
Turnt. Yeah, I tell you, they've run the ball very well behind him. And a lot of the cuts that they've been able to make is through that center guard gap area. And so he and Booker and Smith have done a really nice job of handling the inside guys on this defense. And so that to me has been very positive. And you haven't seen much pressure. Where the pressure's come from this defense has been off the edges. The tackles have been the ones that have kind of had a little bit more struggle here. But
Right on. Here
look
we go.
Stud.
Cooper Beebe preparing to jump onto the Wild Fork Foods hot seat.
Hell
good
yeah.
Afternoon, sir. We are live on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas-Fort Worth, the G-Bag Nation. As you can check us out, watch us right now, 105.3thefan.com, Twitch, and on YouTube. And your headset's right there. And then I'm going to flip this switch right here to get your microphone on, sir, if you don't mind, pardon me. And Cooper Beebe is, of course, on the Wild Fork Foods hot seat, wildforkfoods.com, Elite Game Day Grilling Favorites. How the hell are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Can't complain. It's beautiful out here.
Congratulations on year one. Everything going to plan for you so far?
Yeah, year one was definitely an interesting experience for me. Obviously, never playing center, it was definitely kind of eye-opening. Learned a lot. Now it's really comfortable for me. This year two, it's definitely slowed down a lot. Just the understanding of the position, the offense, that kind of thing. So it's been a lot more. A lot easier than it was last year.
Right on, man. So you got a lot more confidence. You feel comfortable setting up coverages and everything like that, or blocking schemes?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just more comfortable with the position, understanding the offense as a whole, making ID points, that kind of thing. Last year I kind of felt like at times, I wasn't super vocal, wasn't super confident with it. But, now this year I feel comfortable. I'm out there, commanding the offense. So, yeah.
How cool has it been having your old offensive line coach from college, Connor Riley?
It's huge. It was kind of funny. He had just, when the whole, we were looking for an O-line coach, he had just randomly texted me, and he was like, hey, I'm in Frisco for an interview. And it kind of, shocked me. Of course, Shoddy, had called me during the offseason, kind of, what I thought about him. And, obviously he's a tremendous coach, a phenomenal person, and next thing I know, he's my coach again. So, it feels great, just like old times. He's a really tremendous coach, has a really great understanding of the game and can really develop players. And I think that's something that, we needed.
What do you think of the new scheme?
Oh, I love it. I think they do a good job, especially having Clayton Adams. I think they do a really good job, especially in the run game, is putting us in, ideal positions to succeed. Obviously, just looking out at practice, there's a lot of trade shift motions and stuff this year, and really makes the defense kind of settle down and have to think about things. So I think that's going to play into our advantage.
How different is it, and how familiar were you with this stuff from back in college?
There's similarities, difference to last year, and it's, a lot of it is stuff that I ran in college. So, a lot of the stuff, it's funny, when we talk to Coach Riley, it's like, hey, you remember running, this play, this game, versus this team? And I'm like, I really don't, but I guess you do. a lot of this stuff, it's very, similar to what, we kind of did in college.
Cooper Beebe with us on The Fan. Tyler Booker is an absolute stud, Muffin. I mean, the middle of that offensive line, you guys just have a ton of power. And one of the things I loved about you out of K-State, that mauling mentality. So how is it now getting both Tylers and being in the middle of there?
Oh, man, it makes my job, a lot easier. When you have those two studs right next to you, it's easy to move the point. Like you said, both, super strong, athletic guys, and, especially in the run game, we're able to move people, so it makes my job a lot easier.
Yeah, in a situation when you have you went through it last year, sometimes you make these calls and you're not how confident, you're like, okay, I got to make this call, this set the protection, whatever. How different has that been, like, from last year of now, like, kind of maybe I'm going to make this call, set this protection, and to this year, like, you just yell it. Last year, like, okay, if I make this call, I'm about to send this whole line somewhere in another direction. Yeah. But now you have to have that confidence, I believe, that you got, hey, when you make it, you bark it, and it goes.
Yeah, and I think just the biggest thing is really, for me, was just understanding our offense and what we're trying to do, you know, with said protection and
right.
run. And really, I think a big thing is understanding what defenses try to do. And,
right.
and you know, especially, you know, with our defense, they like to show, you know, weak rotation a lot and that kind of thing. And, you know, you kind of figure out, okay, when is the safety going to be down? When is he not? You know, how's that going to affect the ID? And I think I just really got comfortable, you know, understanding our offense and being able to understand it. It allows me to play confident. And at the end of the day, I think one of the biggest things, you know, Shoddy kind of told me and instilled in me
sure.
is, you know, you got to make a call. As long as we're all on the same page,
right.
even if it's the wrong ID,
right. there
as
you
long
go.
As we're going the
yeah.
right way, like, you know, that's what you want. And I think that's, you know, really resonated with me and allowed me to go out there and make a call confidently.
How nice is it to have backs that when you guys get those blocks, you get hip to hip and you push that second level, and that ball is already like near you or past you, you know, and those guys are making cuts. It's happening quick for you guys inside with the way that these backs have been able to run the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just the backs we have, you know, we got a lot of them, you know, really, really great talent. And I think that one of the biggest things that I really like, especially as O-line, is, you know, they really know how to set up their blocks.
There you go.
And I
yeah.
think, you know, that's a huge part of being O-line. And, you know, a lot of times, especially like perimeter game stuff, like, you know, they got to help you out.
Yeah.
You're out there running in space.
Right.
You know, they got to put dudes on you. And I think they do a really good job of that, and it's nothing better, you know, when you get a nice double team or a nice fit and you just yeah. see the running back spit out right behind you.
It was fun watching you catch Stars Fever, just like the rest of us during that playoff run, man. How was the experience and then the beer chug moment? That was bleeping legendary.
Iconic.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny because obviously being in Kansas, we didn't have any professional hockey teams. And we did way, way back. I think they're the New Jersey Devils now.
Yeah, Kansas Scouts.
Yeah, but,
back
you know,
Kansas,
I
yeah,
so I had no interest in hockey. I didn't really know much about it. Then, obviously, you get drafted here. You know, Dallas Stars are doing well, so I took me and my fiance to a game, and we were hooked. You know, and then, you know, we get invited to the whole line. We go, you know, sit in a suite, and, you know, you always see those videos go viral. You know, some dude – they don't show this, but some dude right before us took off his prosthetic and started drinking out of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, when it got to our turn, you know, we were like, hey, we got to one up him,
yeah.
try to do something. And, you know, we were into it. I was into it. You know, it was just a fun experience. And, you know, now I'm hooked on hockey.
You think you're the best beer chugger on the team?
Oof. I've put myself high up there, yeah. I've downed a few beers in my day.
I love it. Cooper Beebe here with you on the Fan. Are you still getting practice reps in with Mom?
A little bit, yeah. Not as yeah. much as, you know, year one, but, you know, there's definitely still some times out there, you know, especially, you know, in the off time. You know, she's definitely still getting the work out there.
See, I was going to ask the question about that, too. I'm glad you did that because I was saying, though, this mom, is she able to kind of maybe coach some other people up? And people seen the video, and all
yeah.
of a sudden, she's got like a snapping school.
She's giving lessons.
Yeah, like, yeah, she's like, hey, listen, look what I did. I put a guy in the NFL, no bad snaps. You know, come to me if you want to learn how to do a little snapping.
No, it's funny because, you know, anytime we go someplace, you know, one of her friends or one of our friends, like, they always bring
they always
that up.
Bring it up.
It's
yeah.
always, yeah, it always comes like, oh, you know, you've gone viral, you know, you're – you know, out there, you're just like Dak and that kind of thing. So it's kind of funny just anywhere we go.
It's Cooper awesome. Beebe here with you on the Fan. Okay, we love seeing the teammates supporting one another, and today that's supporting Micah Parsons. How is that as you're observing this story from a player's perspective? Is it a distraction at all?
No, I think the biggest thing for us is you know, we're here for a job. You know, we you know, can't let that, you know, we're here to get better, continue to get better each day. And, you know, that's something that's out of our hands, you know, something we don't have control of. So, you know, we're really just focused on getting better each day.
Does it shake your faith at all that if you have just an outstanding career that maybe this team would hesitate to reward you?
No, I'm just, you know, just going to continue to do what I can and let the things happen how they do.
Physically, you're looking pretty damn good. How's the body changed since last season?
I think the biggest thing is, you know, definitely put on a lot more muscle and you know, turned, you know, some of that body fat into muscle, I think, was the biggest thing for me. And just continue, you know, to build that strength.
Hey, Cooper, we always kind of talk about the rookie wall. Mm. Is there a rookie wall for players? I mean, you're used to kind of getting through that college season And then all of a sudden, you know, now you're in December, you're like, wait a minute, I should be getting ready for a bowl game here or the Big 12 championship game. What am I – is there really that wall that you have to kind of push through?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, especially just like you said, you know, when you're – you know, I'm watching K-State in a bowl game and, you know, we have eight more games to play.
Yeah.
No, there definitely is. But really for me, you know, especially playing last year, you know, I couldn't allow myself to hit that wall, especially being the center. You know, you have a really important job to do, and you know, I wasn't trying to let those guys down. You know, I had to bring my best every day, so you know, I didn't really allow that wall to hit me. But it's definitely a thing.
It's real.
It gets tough. You know, they're later in the season when, like you said, in college you'd be done, but you know, you still got a long way to go.
Well, especially when they stack all those division games against you, and you got Philadelphia and Washington, the Giants, all those, they got all these big old defensive tackles that are all – I'm like, wait a minute now. I'm already tired. Now you're making me block all these big old guys. So I was wondering like that, how that all plays out when you get those – and this division's known for that, these defensive tackles, isn't it? I mean, you've had to deal with it your first year, and here we are going again, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our division is definitely stacked on the D-line. It definitely poses a challenge, but, I mean, you got to love a challenge. I mean, why play the game if, you know, you're not willing to accept that challenge?
100%.
Cooper, historically, have you been a training camp fighting guy, and is that changing at all under Shoddy?
You know, I'm not. You know, I personally, I feel like it takes too much energy, you know, especially, you know, the people that fight, you know, early in practice. It's like, you know, you got to go against the same guy 40 more times. Yeah. Like, I just, you know, I'm not one to fight. You know, I want to conserve my energy for the play and not the fighting.
Well, it's always Brock.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have to tell Hoffman, dude, relax. We're going to be running here if you just stop. Just stop. We don't want to run anymore. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Cooper. That was tremendous. And again, congrats on your success, your rookie year, and give him hell, we'll be pulling for you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. There he goes, Cooper Beebe, here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. We're back with what you're drinking and what you're thinking here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.